on Daf, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, by the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah, Shnei Achim, Nisuyim, Shnei Achoyos, Umeis Echad Mehem, Achakach, Meiso Ishtoi Shosheini. So we have two brothers, and when one brother died, so she was an Elve, she was Achis Ishtoi. Then later, the Isha of the second brother died. Areizu asura olav elomis, oil v'nesra olav sha'achas. So the Mishnah says, adin av nesra, since b'shas nefila, she was an erve, so even though the erve became muta, she became oisach esisha, but that's the din of nesra. So the Gemara asks, pshite, why is it necessary for the Tana to tell us this halacha? The din of Nesra we learned already on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. By Daf Lamed Amud Aleph we had a case, there were three brothers, and two brothers were married to two sisters, and one brother was married to Anochis. Then one of the Balei Achoyos died, and the Baal Hanochis was Koinisar. Then the wife of the second brother died. And then the Baal Hanochis died. So in the Nefilah Shniyah, she was no more an Achis Isha. And there it says Nesra. So the Din Nesra we learned already. And the Gemara holds that our Mishnah is much more poshut than that Mishnah. Umar hosom deloy mitchaye mahaybeisi legamri. In that Mishnah, by the Nefila Rishayne, there was a zikah. She was zokuk to the Baal Hanochis. Afal pikein, so b'shas nefila, there was a nefila liyibum. Not to this yavam, but there was a nefila liyibum. Afal pikein, amrit loy, you said that there's a din of nesra, but I don't look if on the yavam there was a nefila, but I look in respect to each yavam, and if legabi this yavam there wasn't a nefila, so there's a loch of nesra. So Mahosam Deloimit Chaya Mahai Baisalagamri. Over there, Bishasta Nefila Rishaina, she wasn't Nitcha from Yibum. There was a mitzvah of Yibum. There was a mitzvah of Yavam Yovila, not from this Yavam. Amrit Loi Afalpi came this Adinesram. Ohed the Komit Chaya Mahai Baisalagamri over here, Bishas Nefila, here we're only speaking with only two brothers. In Bishas, when her husband died, so there was no nefila whatsoever. She was nitchen ganzen from Yibum. This was zicher, ein ani koyre bo Bishas nefila yivom yovelo. There's no mitzvah of Yibum whatsoever. Leikosh came. So why is it necessary to tell us Nesra over here by Mitchaya Mahaybeisim if we had already learned that is a din nesra by loy mitchaye mahay beis. So the Gemara answers, tane ho tane bereishe. Our tane first learned our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is a tzir of itchaye mahay beis legamri. Vahach choshye lehatere. But the case of the Mishnah and Daf Lamed, there was loy itchaye mahay beis legamri. Itake held like that. He held so that's not called kol yivom sheni koyrebo b'shas nefila yivom yovila, because it is koyrebo yivom yovila. There was another ach, and there was a nefila al kaponim. So he held there's no din nesre. V'hoda chaz yili yisure. Then later he reconsidered it. And he held that that is also also. So he wrote the Mishnah and Daf Lamed that afilo lo yitchaye mahay beise. There's also a din of Nesra. Va'aydi dechviva lo agdemo. And since this was a mechudish tekedin, it was mechadish adin that is a din nesra afilu lo yitchaye mai beise. So he was magdim that mishneh. Mishneh lo yizozem im kaim. So now, theoretically, there's no need for our mishneh. It's a kal v'chaimah from that mishneh. Afal pikein, since he had already first learned our mishneh, and when he had learned it, there was a need to learn it because he held that by lo yitchai mai beise there's no din esra. So he kept this mishnah also. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, pshite hashte uma hosam lo yitchai mai beise la'el, kabishloisha achim, shnayim hem nisuyim shtei achoyes, ve'echod nosa nochis, umeis echod mi balei achoyes, bekonas nosi nochis es ishtoi. Umeiso ishtoi shel sheini, v'achakach meis nosi nochis. So by the nefilu shniyim, she was not an erv anymore. Hareizu asura olav elomis mishumeshesach. So the first sister that was nisyabim from the Bala Nochis is also Hatzai Shesach, Oil Benesch Olav Shoachas. Benefila Rishayna, by the first Nefila, it was Nesro. Mishumachai Sisha, then it was Nesro Hatzai Sisha. Ba'aval Gav, the Bahi Nefila Kamaisa Lo Itchaye Lo Legamri. By the first Nefila, she was a Nitche from the Mitzvah of Yibum. Dakoi Nosi Nochis, Shezoike Kala Yibum. The Nosi Nochis was around, and he was like a Kala Yibum. Vikoire Ani Bo Bishas Nefila Yevoma Yovi Olam. And it's called a Yevoma Yovi Olam. Legabi the Nosi Nochis. Avilahochi Cheshvinu Lo Legabi Baal Achoiso. But I don't look Pederich Klal. Was there a Mitzvah Yibum? You look at each Yovam separately. And since Lagabi the Baal Achoiso, she was also, is Cheshvinu Lagabi Baal Achoiso, Afilachi Cheshvinu Lagabi Baal Achoiso, Keishas Achshiesh Labonim Litzuri Alei, Afilu Laacha Mises Achoiso, even after Mises Achoiso. So if we have such a Mishnah, Hocha the Bishas Nefila Itchaye Mai Beisa Lagamri, the ain kan elo balachoisa. The only one she could be as kuke to is there's only two brothers. There's only balachoisa. Umisha shenafla lafondem ain zikas yibumalel. There was take. Shaina nikaira bumishas nefila yibami yovilel. There was no mitzvah of yibum whatsoever. Mi boy. So the Gemara answers, tana homas nisim doho, tana, the Tane, he first learned our Mishnah. That's why he didn't say that Mishnah. Dimi kol mokaim lididei. That's the Rishash's Girsa. Dim komak lididei la kerine bei mishas nefila yivama yovila. Then it was mischadish to him that abokoponim legabi baal achoisa, it wasn't yivama yovila, even though there was a mitzvah yibum to legabi the baal anochis. Mhoil dechvivalei mishum dechidishu, umishna rishayna, now our Mishnah is Miyuta. Since we have the Mishnah of Daflamid, so he didn't want to be oiker this Mishnah, since Mitchila he had thought only by this Mishnah there's a Dinesra. There's no Dinesra in the case of Daflamid. I saw in Chedushi Rab Nochem, he asks a Meiradike Kashe. We had learning our Gemara now. Our Gemara is saying as follows, that the Tana was up to the third Perek already, and he held that if there was a Nefila and it was loy itchaya mahay beisa, there's no dinesra. And later, it became this bar to him that there's also a dinesra, but that was a chiddish, there was magdamit. So Rab Nochem asks, he says, this is the first Mishnah in Yevamos. The first Mishnah in Yevamos tells us this yesod. Let us see the first Mishnah for 1 minute, and the Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah says as follows. Ketzat Poitrei Tzoraseyim. How is there a case that a Tzoras Erve patels a Tzoras Tzora? So the mace had two wives. He had an erve and an isha acheres. Who mace? Kshem shabitei p'tura kach tzorosa p'tura. Fine. So that's the din that an erve patas a tzor. Holcho tzoras bitoi b'niseis la'ochiv asheni. Now tzoras bitoi went, and the second brother was Miyabmo. V'loi isha acheres umeis. Kishem shetzoras bitoi p'ture, kach tzoras tzorosa p'ture. Now, we're talking about the Nefilah Shniyah. The Mishnah is telling us, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the tzoras tzore. Kishem shetzoras bitoi p'ture, kach tzoras tzorosa p'ture. Now, why is the Tzoras Bita Ptur? How do you know that the Tzoras Bita is Potter? The Tzoras Bita is Mamish this case. Let's talk about the Tzoras Bita. The Tzoras Bita by the Nefila Rishoyne, she was unable to become Nisyabim by the Yavim, whose daughter is the Bitoi. So she wasn't able to be Mishnah. She was Tzoras Bita, but was Loyet Chayim Haibes. There was another brother. So she was also to the Yavam of Tzoras Bitoi, and she was mutter to another brother. Now we're talking about the second Nefila. So he's saying by the second Nefila, so why is she also now in the second Nefila to the first Yavam? So Bemison Rashi says in the Mishnah, Kishem shetzoras bitoi p'turo, shenesra olov mishas nefilas ochiv harishin, she was nesra, shenovlein bitoi lefonov, upotrosoi bitoi emenu, verehi olov keshesach shiesh leibonim basura loyelomis. In the first nefila she was a tzoras elve. She's a tzoras elve. That was the sibbe of the, her iser in the first nefila. In the second Nefila, she's not a Tzoras Erve, the second Nefila, but she's Potter als Nesra. So Rav Nochem asks, so this Yesod, that there is a Din Nesra, even though Lo Yitchaya Mahai Beisa, this wasn't Nischadish and Daf Lamed in Yevomis. This was the first Mishnah of Yevomis. Kishem, She Tzoras Bitei Ptura, is kachzoras sarosa p'tura. He makes a chilek between a tzoras erve and an erve alone. An erve that became ois erve in the nefila shniya and a tzoras erve. I don't understand the oimek hadvorim, but al kaponim, the ha'ore is a very geshmake ha'ore. Let us see Taisvis. So the Gemara had asked that it is not necessary to write our Mishnah if on Daf Lamed we learned that lo yitchaya mahay beisa, this Adid Nesra is a kolshkein by yitchaya mahay beisa. So Taisvis asks, but there's another chilek between the two Mishnayis, and that Lemaisa, our Mishnah, is telling us a bigger chiddush. Avagav de mehai bove shaminin de asire, avagav de ichazye bahach nefile. Our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that in the same nefile she became mutter. That means she became oisachis isha by the nefila rishoina. The loishaminin mi bover de lael kedomalel, and the Gemara before Daf Lamed mentions this chilik. That be'etzim, this is a maila, that in the same nefila she became muta. Mikol mokim, kiven de itchayim ay beisa legamri, but taking into consideration, before she became chosi, she was in ganze nitche from Yibum, pshite da asir avagav de chosi yibaha nefila. So the Gemara holds that doesn't matter anymore. If already she was nitche, mahai beisa legamri, the ganze mitzvah of Yibum was nifka already, So the Gemara knows for a double poshet, there's no din of chayze v'niyah. She was already nitcha, there was no mitzvah of yibum. But le'el de koma taime de chaz yibach nefile, ha'ayim as nisen, ay the Gemara before and daf lamed does mention such a svore, that is a svore to say it shouldn't be nesre because in the same nefile she became roi. Shim dakati lo asika daiti taime de chayim ay beis. But the minute the Gemara was makir, this chesoron of itchayim ay beisa legamri, so that's really a yevomish ain any koyre babishas nefila yevom yovi alel. So then the Gemara came to the conclusion that this is much more poshet than the case in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Tonu Rabbonu, bo alel. So we have a case, there were two brothers, And they were both married to two achoyis, and then one brother died. So, b'shas nefile, there was no mitzvah of yibum, because she was an achis isha. Tonu rabbona, bo alel, what will the din be if he was boil her when she was an achis isha, before his wife died? Chayev oleho mishum eishes ach, mishum achis isha, divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, he's chayev to kobonis, if he would be b'shoigig. She's an eishes ach, and she's an achis isha. Rabbi Shimon oimer eine chayev elo mishum eishes ach bilvad. Rabbi Shimon says, you only chayev al eishes ach. That's the only being a korban al tzeishes ach. So the Gemara asks Rav Stiren Rav Shimon, posanya Rav Shimon noime in a chayv al mishum achis isha bilvad. Rav Shimon said yoni chayv al tzachis isha. So it's a Stiren Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says loy kashe. Kan she noso chay, v'achar kach noso meis. That case that Rabbi Shimon said that your chayiv only al tzachis isha, speaking about that first the chay married her sister. So she became neser al tzachis isha. Va'acha kach nosa meis, and then the brother married her. So Rabbi Shimon holds ein isa chalal isa. So the isa eishes ach is bechlal natchal. So then you only chayiv al tzachis isha kan, but the other case that Rav Shimon said you chayiv al tzachis och shenosa meis. First the brother married the sister, so there's an isra of eishes ochano, va'achar kach nosa chay, and then later he married her sister, so now the isra achis isha is not chal because they nisra chal al isra. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bo aleo b'chaye ishtoi, when his wife was still alive, she still was an achis isha. Mishum eishes ach, doho rachmone potche miyibum. This is according to Rabbi Yosi, yechayim al tzeishes ach, and achis isha. So Eid is a mitzvah of yibum, da rachmone potche miyibum. There's no mitzvah of yibum by an erve. So it's like an eishes ach sheyesh leibonim. So there's two isurim. Rav Shimon said, Elo mishum eishes ach, kidemuki taimu lekamo. Benosa meis, v'achar kach nosa chay. De'iser eishes ach kodim. De'iser eishes ach was chal first.
Visulay osi isarachis isha v'chayil, alos an isarachis isha will not be chal. Dikosova, Reb Shimon holds an isa chal al isa. No, so chay. But what happens if he married first her sister, v'achar kach nosa meis, isarachis isha kodim. Dikoidim, shen nosa ochi v'meis, before the brother married the sister of his wife. So then Yechai about Tzachis Isha. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Rab Shimon holds that ain Issa chal al Issa. So there's no, it's not chal. It's Eiche de Nosa Meis v'achar kach Nosa Chai. So if first the mace married the sister, and then he married her sister, the achakach nosachai, so you're telling me the isa achis isha is not chal. The isa achis isha is not chal, so it's an eishesoch that's falling liyibum. There's no other isa rana. Ein isa chal al isa. That the second Issa isn't chal at all. So you have an Eishes Ach falling liyibum. So the Gemara asks, even the Issa Ach is Isha leichayil, since the Issa Ach is Isha was not chal, is this Yabim Yevumi? So why isn't there a mitzvah of Yibum? There's no Ach is Isha, so it's an Eishes Ach that falls liyibum. Omar Ravashi Issa Achis Isha Mitle Toli Vekoy. So Mo says, don't take it kipshutoy ein Issa, it's not chal at all. The Issa is chal, but it's mitle toli vekoy. It can't be bepoil chalan. That means that when he married a sister creates achalois Issa Achis Isha. Ipoka isa eishes och. That means there's no mokim for it to be chal on her. But it's in existence. There was chal be'etzem an isa racheis isha. Ipoka isa eishes och. And if the isa eishes och will become nifka, osi isa racheis isha v'chal, then the isa racheis isha will be chayo. Vehilkach loy poka. So therefore the Isser Eishes Och is not poka. Let us see Rashi. Mitle toli. Tihave poka Isser Eishes Och. If the Isser Eishes Och would be nifka, have a chayil iser achis isha, so then it would be chal the iser of achis isha. The haydaloi chayil mi kore mishum taima the iser ishesoch davi koi kamei, the iser that he was already also in her. Alza ishesoch, so memele, so was not able to be chal. So the iser ishesoch is meineya the iser achis isha from being chal. Hilkach, hoyl ve'iser achis isha muchan ve'oimed lochel oleho. Since the iser achis isha is muchan, that means as soon as there'll be a pinui mokim, so the iser achis isha will be chal, p'tura minayibu. So she's potter minayibu. V'loi poka iser eishes och v'chayiv mishum eishes och. The achroinim loim pshatn Rashi, the briskerov, abnochem, that lemaise, what patters her from yibum? What is the poiter of yibum? The poiter of yibum is achos isha. Because Rashi says, Hoyil ve'iser achis isha muchan ve'oimed lochil oleh. That means there is an iser achis isha that is hovering and is muchan to be oimed oleh as soon as the ishesach will be nifke.
is ptura min ayibum. So that isa rachis isha patasa from yibum. Rachis isha patasa min ayibum. So since she's potter from yibum is leipoka isa reishis och. So now, you have an reishis och, that is potter min ayibum. So memeli, you chayab al seishis och, v'chayab mishem reishis och. Let us see Tosfos. Shenoso chay, v'acha kach noso meis. So the Gemara said, in which case did Rav Shimon say that you only chay v'al tzachis isha? Shenoso chay, v'acha kach noso meis. So Tosfos asks, Af agav de bechiyai gavne shoru beishamai tzore li yevumi lael beperikame. So Taisvis asks, we heard in the first perik that beishamai holds that a tzores elbe is mutali isyaben. There were different mahalchim. What is the svara of beishamai? Why is a tzores elbe potali isyaben? So one of the svaras were that Beishami holds an Issa Chalal Issa. And since the Issa, Eishis Ach, was not Chal, the Gabi, the Yovo, so just like the Gabi Isurim, she's not considered Eishis Ochi, because there's no Issa Eishis Ach. So it is not, so her tzor is not called a tzoras elve b'mokim yibum. He says to give the elve a din, that it's b'mokim yibum, it has to be, the ashes ach of the brother has to be chal gabi the yovam. Then it has a din of, then that ashes ach falls li yibum. But if the issues of the brother was unable to create an Isser Eishes Ach, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so therefore the Tzore is called the Tzore Shalei B'Moki Mitzvah. That was the Svore of Beishamayim. We had mentioned to understand a little bit the Svore, Dachstach Mer Dimre Moshe Kler Zashayle by Kedushei Chutz. What would be the din if, let's say, you have Reuven was Mekadish Chutz Mi Shimon, and Shimon was Mekadish Stam, and now Reuven dies. So the Imre Moshe clears, is there a din Nefila LeYibum from Reuven to Shimon? Because Legabe Shimon, she's not Reuven's wife. He was Mekadish Chutz Mi Shimon. So, even though Legabi the whole world, she's Reuven's wife, oh, but Legabi the Yovam, she's not Reuven's wife. Because no Isuri Ishus were Chal Legabi Shimon. It was Mekadish Chutz LeShimon. Chutz MiShimon. So, Al Kaponim, Beishamai went a step further, and Beishamai said that if the Ishus of Reuven did not create any Isurim on the Yovam, on the Shimon, so there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's not called an issue that's mechayiv adin yibum. So mamel the tzor is not a tzor itself. So what is Taisvus kashe? So Taisvus is asking a kashe. So you know, if you hold an issa chalal issa, and the issa, so if she was once, first an achisish and then an eshesoch, so you know, so Beishamai holds that the tzore is mutter. So what's the kashe? So the Masha explains Taisvus kashe, and Taisvus says it's muchach in the second perik that Rab Shimon does not hold like Beishamai, that Rab Shimon holds that the tzore's elv is also. If Rab Shimon holds the same svara of Beis Shammai, he holds a nisa chalalisa. And this was the reason why Beis Shammai held the tzara is muta, because it's called a tzara's erva shalei b'moki mitzvah. So why does Rab Shimon hold that a tzara's erva is also? That is pshat and Taisvis kashya. That's how the Marsha explains Taisvis kashya. So Taisvis answers Rab Shimon less lay high svara. No, the machlokes between Rav Shimon and Beis Shammai is, even though the Iser Eishes Ach is not Chal, but Al Koponim, she's still Eishes Ochiv Lagabayim. It was an Ishus. This is better than Kiddush Echutz. That means Lamaisa Lagabi the Yovim, she's Eishes Ochiv. It wasn't Mekadish Chutz Mi Yovim. She's Eishes Ochiv, but there's a din, his Eishes doesn't shaf an Iser Eishes Och, so that doesn't make it an Eishes Och, a Tzores Erbe Shalei B'Moki Mitzvah. Loi Poka. So the Gemara says, since that Bemeson, the Iser Achis Eishes Mitle Toli Bekoi. And if the Eishes Och would fall off, so the Achis Isha would be Chal, is loy poka, so the Eishes Och is not poka. Va'af al gav de loy chayil iser Achis Isha. So Taisvis says, abo lemaise, the iser Achis Isha is not Chal, and iser Chal al Isha. Asure nami atzore li yevumi, given the loy poke iser eishes och, k'may island is the iseres soroso. Afal gav deim bo le iser eishes och lechudom. The Buskerov explains Taisvis as follows. We had heard Rashi. Rashi explained what iser patels the erve from Yibum. So Rashi seems to say the Achis Isha patos. Rashi says the Iser Achis Isha, which is hovering over this Isha, and as soon as the Ishes Och would be Nifka, the Achis Isha would be Chal. So that Iser patos of a Mibum. That's what Rashi says. The Iser Achis Isha Mulcham Va'oimed Lochol Oleo. It's Ein Iser Chal Iser. There's no Iser. The Iser is there. It wasn't Chal yet on her. It's hovering to be Chal. It's Ptura Minayibum. So the Iser Achis Isha Patas Minayibum. Taisvis has all of a sudden Akasha. Why is the Tzore Potter? And Taisvis says that Tzoras Potter because he's the Tzoras Eishes Och. That's what Taisvis says. Given the Leipoka Iser Eishes Och, so Memela, so that's where the Tzoras Potter. So the Briskerov explains that could be Taisvis is Moide Perashi, that the Achis Ishe, which is hovering to Bichal over her, that Patas her min Hayibu. That means that potential is a patas or minayibo. But the two tzores erve, you have to have an erve bepoil in order to get a din of a tzores erve. That means a potential achaisisha will not make her a tzores erve. Now it is a potential, can pater the erve from Yibum, but she is not a tzora of an achaisisha, since bepoil the achaisisha wasn't called. So Taisvis held for to patter the tzore, you have to have an erbe bepoil. So Taisvis asked, so what erbe is pattering her? So Taisvis said, the erbe veishesach is pattering her. Given the leipoke, iser eishesach, my island is the iser esaros, aber gab the imba ele iser eishesach lechudom. Vim taima, so Taisvis says, if that's the case, Rab Shimon mashkachas lo eishes och mina ob de peiteres tzore. So we have here a new erve that will pater a tzore. Blechash vo bahadei tez vo vnoshim bepeire kama. So why didn't the Tana speak about eishes och mina ob?
Laman the yomer be plukta kamayri. That means if you hold, that's a machlokes, if you hold yesh yisachal alisa, so, some amela, so then she's an achis isha also. But if you hold a nisachal alisa, so lochere de ishis och patos. De ishis och patos, say bezoi, so we have a new erva that patos atzore. Vechein, haide la el, Tiktoni Nesra Olav Elomis. We also had a case of Nesra, that she was first an Achisish, and then Achisish became Nifka. Now it's Nesra. Gamhi Peteres Soroset. Nefilishni, Patos Alts Nesra, she was an Achisish, and Nefilishoine. Nefilishni, she's only also, then his wife died, she became a Achisish. So you have another case that Eishes Och Patos. Kami Peteres Soroso Vilechashva. Vieshloima Vahani Kivin Demikoyach Achis Isha Asiro. Since Lemaise Bepoil Take the Eishes Och Patos. But the Sibbe, why the Eishes Och patters? Why the Eishes Och does not fall a Yibum, is Mikoyach Achisisha. Is Bechlal Achisisha Ninu. So that what the Mishnah says, Tezbo Varai, is that Achisisha patters Atzorim. This is Nichlal in the Mishnah. That because of Achisisha, the Tzor is Potter. So that's why the Mishnah didn't hold it necessary to make a new erve. This is nichlal nachesisha. Frag de gemara, v'sova rabbi Yosi, isa chalal isa. I swear by machlekes tanoi. Rabbi Yosi says that yichayev shtayim, yichayev mishum eishasach, mishum achesisha. So the gemara asks, v'sova rabbi Yosi, isa chalal isa. For Sanya, we learned a baraisa, over aveira sheyesh bo shtei misois. If a person was over an aveira, that there's two chiyuvei misa on him. Nidain bachmure. So then you manish him the chamodike misa. That's what the Tanakam holds. Rabbi Yosi oimer nidain bezika harishoina habo olav. That the first Issa that was chal on him, that's the inish he gets for the first Issa. Besanya, what does this mean? Keitza. Omar Rabbi Yosi. Keitza Omar Rabbi Yosi nidain bezika rishayne abo olo. So Ma wants to bring a case of, we'll see if ein Issa chal al Issa, that Rabbi Yosi holds nidain bezika rishayne. Chamoisoi venasis eishes ish. First, this woman was chamoisoi. A person married her daughter. She was an almona. Venasis eishes ish. Nidin ba chamoisoi. So what? Then he was boila. So you give him schaifim. Eishes ish venasis chamoisoi. What if first she was an eishes ish, and then she became chamoisoi? Nidin beishes ish. So you give her chenek. So we see klal that Rabbi Yosi holds ein issa chal al issa. And by us, Rabbi Yosi said that if she's an achisish and an eishesach, it's chayiv mishum achisish and mishum eishesach. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, shtei misis kegoin chamoise bi eishes ish, da chamoise yisreifa va eishes ish chenek. Nidain bachamure besreife. So that's what the Tanakam holds. It doesn't matter which one came first. Chamoisoi v'nasis eishes ish. Rabbi Yosi said like this. If she was first chamois v'nasis eishes ish, oisa almonik shenoso bito. Later she became an eishes ish, nidin. Then it's nidin bachamoisoi. If it was first eishes ish v'nasis chamois, nidin b'eishes ish. Va'af al gav de kilu, the oinish of chenek is more killed than the oinish of sreife. Alme loyosi isa chamoisei v'chala leishesisht. Isa chamoisei is not chalan disreishesisht. Di chayli tovayu alei, if both isurim would be chalm, havelon lemidayna b'chmure, so you should give her the chomodikainish. You should give her the chomodikainish. Give her sreif. So we see Rabbi Yossi holds ein isa chalal isa. So he have a stire. And by us it says, that you have achaisish and eishesoch is chayiv, chayiv alts both of them. Omar Avabo, moide Rab Yosi beiso moisef. Rab Yosi, Sir Avabo said that that's true, that Rab Yosi holds an iser chalal iser, but if the second iser is an iser moisef, then Rab Yosi holds iser chalal iser. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Omar Rabbi Abo, Moide Rabbi Yosi beIsser Moisef, Shehu Chal al Isser. If the second Isser is an Isser Moisef, so that's Chal over on the first Isser. Kidoy. Isser Eishes Ach. The Isser Eishes Ach, the Moisefu. That means if she was first Achois Ishtoi, and then later, he had married her sister, so she was also Achais Ishtoi. And then later, his brother married her. So, Iser Eishes Ach, the Moisefu, this is an Iser Moisef, Shebetchilok Shenoso Zes Achaisai. When he first married Achaisai, when he first married her sister, Vizupnia, Nesra Olav Mishum Achais Ishtoi. So, the sister of his wife is also Achais Ishtoi. That was the first Iser. Umuteres lechalochit, but she's mutter to all his brothers. She's to him. She's also alzachayis ishtoi, but she's mutter. She's a pnuyah. She's mutter to all his brothers. Niseis leechod mehem. Now she married one of his brothers. Nesro al kulam mishum eishesoch. Now she's also to all the brothers alzeishesoch. Va'achshav nitoisef iser oleho. Ligabe shar ochiv. So that means that one brother married her, so it became nitoisa. Before she was only an achis isha to this brother. Now she became an eishes och to all other brothers. Before she was mutter to them, now she's also. Umigu the chayil shame eishes och aloh. So since the Shem Eishes Och was Chal on her, Ligabi Sharochiv, Ligabi the other brothers, Shehoisa Muterislam, and that's no Shaila, the Iser Eishes Och was Chal, because before she was Mutter to the other brothers. So the Iser Eishes Och was Nitoisif Oleho, Afli Yodein Iser Chal Alisa, but the Iser Eishes Och was Nitoisif Oleho, Ligabi the other brothers. So this is for us, so since it was chal on her, legabi the other brothers, chal nami Hashem azel, legabi didei. So we say the Iser Eishesoch, which was chal on her, legabi the other brothers, is also chal legabi him. Even though she was also on him, al tzachis ishe. So memele, so an Iser Moisef, Rabbi Yosi is made by an Iser Moisef. Avol Eishes Ish. But, if, now let's speak of the case of Rabbi Yosi. She was first an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish is also to everyone. Benasis Chamoisoi. And then later, she became Chamoisoi. He married her daughter. Mitchila hoisa asura lechol ha'ila mishum eishes ish. So before, this woman was also to the whole world, that's eishes ish. Noso ze es bito, now he married her daughter. Ein iso ze roi lohoisif oleho imachere. Now this iso, when he married the daughter, she won't become also to anyone else. The name of Migu the Chal Olayu, just like the Israel Chamoisu was Chal on them, Leichel Nami Olay Dahai. The Chamoisu Ivinasis Eishes Ish Rashas, the other way around, if she was first Chamoisu, and then she became an Eishes Ish.
That's 100% true. Then that tak is an Issa Moisev. The Issa Eishes Ish, Migu, it's Chal Eishes Ish Lagabi the world. She was mutter to the world till now. So Mamela it's Chal Lagabi, her son-in-law also. Shemitchila Asura Lozeo Muteris Lacholoilom, before she was also to her son-in-law, and she was mutter to the whole world. Nasis Aishis Ish, I Toysef I shame Allah. So now it was Toysef this shame on her. Now she became an Aishis Ish, Lagabi Kulaum, for everyone. So Migu the Chayel Alayu. So Migu the shame Aishis Ish was Chal on her, Lagabi them. Chayel Nami Lagabi Dahai. So we say the Shemesh Yishis is Chal on him also. So what is the Gemara saying? Rav Abba was saying, Moide Rabbi Yossi b'Issa Moisev. If the second Issa is an Issa Moisev, there was this Issa was Noisif Allah. Even though we all the Issa Chal al Issa, but it was Nitoisif Allah Lagabi Echem, so it's Nitoisif Allah Lagabi Didei also. So Rashi asks, so if Rabbi Yossi holds Issa Moisev, and if we say that if she first was Chamoisoi, and then she became an Eishes Ish, so Eishes Ish is considered an Issa Moisev, so Rashi is a Kashe, so why does Rabbi Yossi say if she was first Chamoisoi and then an Eishes Ish, she's Nidin B'Sreife? So Rashi says, V'hod Kama Rabbi Yossi Nidin B'Chamoisoi, Mishum de bemisis askine. They were talking about which misa to give her. Piyata yochel la misoi bebeis misoi. She can't kill her twice. That means if you would kill her twice, so then we'd have a kasha. So if the Israel Eishes Ish was chal over the Israel Chamoisoi, so let's kill her first als Chamoisoi, and then let's kill her als Eishes Ish. But you can't kill her twice. Is hoyel ishtein olav. So now, since both of these isurim are chalanim, is yidain bachmure. So melech, so then you give the chamadika einish. And schreif is more chamad than chenik. Avlim hoyo shoygik einochanami. According to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that by Issa Moise, we say Issa Chala Issa, im ho yoshoigi ko yechayiv beis chatois, then it akibim uchuyiv beis chatois. Enoch anami. So, Bekitza, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara is saying as follows. You're asking me a kasha. Rabbi Yossi said that if it was first Eishes Ish, and then Chamoisoi, ein Issa Chala Issa. And here, Rabbi Yossi says that if she's an Achis Ish and an Eishes Och, he's Chayim as both. So the Rabbi Bo said, no, that's not Kashe, because Eishes Och is an Issa Moisif over Achis Ish, and Chamoise is not an Issa Moisif over Eishes Ish. For Enfot. So the Gemara says, but he didn't take care of all the problems. Very good. If first she became an Achis Ish, the lady she became an Eishes Och, Migu di Toysev Issa Lagabi Achim. So Migu, that it was Nitoysev Issa Eishes Och, it was Chalon Ho Lagabi the other brothers, Itoysev Issa Lagabi di Dei, so that she's also to him also Alts Eishes Och. But what if it was the other way around? First she became an Eishes Och, and then later she became an Achis Ish. My Issa Moisef Ike. There is no Issa Moisef. So Memela, why does Rabbi Yossi say there also is Chayiv Mishum Achis Ish? V'chiteima migo de itzer bekulu achvoso. I maybe will say there is another cheshbon that when she became an achis isha, so not only she became also. That means when he married his wife, so this sister became also who was already an eishes och. She's a problem, and it's a chalalisa. But then there's 20 other sisters that also became
osar al tachis isha.
So we will say, Migu, the other 20 sisters became osar on him, mishum achis isha. So now the Eishes Och will also become osar al tachis isha. So the Gemara says, V'chiteim amigu d'itza b'kulu achvosa, so b'meila, so therefore the Eishes Och will also become osa to Maltachis Isha. So the Gemara says, Hai Issa Kailu, this is Issa Kailu. Well, see, in Taisvis, Rabbi Eishi doesn't hold of Issa Kailu. Ela Omar Rove. So Rove said, so we have a big problem over here. Here we see that Rabbi Yossi said, if she first became an Eishes Ish, and then she became Chamoisa, you'll give him Chenek. So Yoz and Issa Chalalisa. And here Rabbi Yossi says, if a person was Boil, an Eishes Och that had become an Achis Isha, he's Chayiv alt both. Elo Omar Rove Malani Olov Ki'ilu Oso Shtaim Ve'ene Chayiv Ela Achas. In Onshim, he's only Chayiv for one. Ein Issa Chalal Issa is Ein Issa Chalal Issa that the Issa was not Chal Gabi Onshin. The Gabi Onish would not manage him. Obola Maise, he did an Issa. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds he was over, but the Isser is not chal to give an einish on the Isser, because there's a previous Isser there. But he did an Isser, mal ani olav ki lo osa beis, beinichayiv ala achas. So the Gemara says, my nafkemino. What's the nafkemina? Mal ani olav ki ilu osa beis. I mean, what's the mal ani olav? We have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Now we're not talking about v'sutzach and himmel. We're talking about. He says Rabbi Yossi said, "Bole chayev olav mishumach eishesach mishumach eisisha," and chayev olav means mal ani olav. And Rabbi Shimon says, "Ainu chayev." So what is the machloikis between these two? Chayiv and not chayiv. Is he not chayiv? Only chayiv one? What's the mal on the olam? My nafkemino lekovrei bein rishoyim gemurim. The nafkemino will be when we'll die, where we'll find a kever for him. So since he was over two averis, even though we hold in an Issa Chala Issa, but since the second Issa was Chal, so the Kovri will Kaiva Ben Rishoyim Gemurim. According to Rab Shimon, he holds an Issa Chala Issa, so the Issa isn't Chal at all. So you can't be Kaiva, but he was only over one Aveir. He wasn't over two Aveirs. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Tinuch nosa chayiv achos isha kodim, achakach nosa meis, osa isha reisha sachayil kedefrishis, migiditois vissasura dahai shem legabi yochid. Aleicha de nosa meis, but if the brother married her first, the isha reisha sach kodim ola, dahai. So first she was osa reisha sach, achakach nosa achos, maitois vissika lo, the kemaisi legabi yachina, what was nitoisiv on her, that was also to others the name Amigo, just like the shame which was Nitoisev, I know was Chalagabi, others is Chalagabiim. What was Nitoisev? If she was first Eishesoch and then Achesisha. Pritaim Amigo, the Bahanach Nisuin, the Basrais, and Mitzahai Gavri, Bekuluach Bosa. No. Since he married her sister, so he's also now in all other sisters. Mishamachesisha. Till now he was mutter and all the other sisters. And now when he married his wives, he became us and all the sisters. Is itzonami mishum haishmagufa Allah de kamaisim shiyeshisochim. So now she'll also become us altachisisha, since all her other sisters became also with that when he married his wife. Altachisisha, she shall also, so the Eishesoch will also become also. So Rashi says, I love Issa Moisev. Well, this is Nisa Moisev. On her, there was never chal on Issa, period. Alisa Kailu, this is a different type of a Indian. This is Issa Kailu. The Kailu, the Kamaisa, B'Shem Achisisha. You want to be Kailu, that on her should also be chal the Shem Achisisha. Migu de Chayil ala Chaisa. But that's not Maisiv. Just said Rabbi Yeshua is Maisiv, not Kailu. Now Rashi explains, Issa Maisiv, Ksha Issa, Moisif ala chaticha. There was nitoisif anisa on this chaticha. La oisra al mi shahisa muteris olav. That means an isa was nitoisif now, that she's now us on someone she was muter till now. That means when she becomes an ashes och, she's also now on the other brothers. Till now she was muter to the other brothers. Issa koilo she issa chal al chatiches acheres, issa chal on other chatiches, for issa geireres lezui moam ayidei migu. Ve is de garsi yohochi, na others are geires, so the Gemara asked one kasha on Rabbi Yossi, and the one kasha Gemara asked, good, you say that it was first acheisish and then neshesoch, no, so eshesoch is nisa moisef. But what do you do? First Eishesoch and then Achesisha. And then the is the Garsi, then others ask another Kasha. Vesu, how can you tell me he holds Issa Moisev, Hamoisev, and Asis Eishesish, Issa Moisevu? If Rabbi Yosef holds Issa Moisev, so why, when she first was Hamoisev and then she became an Eishesish, why isn't that called Issa Moisev? So Rashi says, "Vishibu shubi yodam." This is a Christ. The Gemara never asked such a kasha. Why? V'aval gav, even though the vaday, v'aval gav the vaday isa moisef. Even though this is an isa moisef, la pirchi. But this is not a kasha. Why eshes ish is not chal on chamoisoi. The vada is the Rabbi Yosi is a moisef kaneshe. She is chalal is a chamoisef. The tavayu is surialei. She is also alts both alts chamoisef and alts eishesish. I vohod the kama v'nidim b'chamoisef. Ah, you give us reifa mishum dezu yachamure. Because they're both isurim. She's a chamoisef. She's an eishesish. Reifa you'll give her because reifa is the chamo shabonshin. The amret nidoin ve'eshes ish im kein einze issa chalalisa ale issa mevatalisa. If you'll tell me that she should get chenik, so that's a pele. So that's when she becomes an eshes ish, she loses the issa chamoisa. That doesn't make sense. Elam arove. So Rove said lo ilam lesel Rabbi Yosi issa chalalisa. He doesn't hold bechlal issa chalalisa. It's speaking about that b'meizid he was boil an isha who is an achis isha and an eshesoch. And now, since he bemazed, he was over these two isurim, nikbar eitzel rishoyim. Rosha, by the kvure, he has you from, you bury him next to rishoyim. This nan besanhedrin, shtei kvoris hoyu misukonim lebezn. Echod linerogim ulenechnokim. That means there were two chelkes of kvorim. There was the nerogim and nechnokim. These are the misis kalas. There's the niskolim and nisrofim. These are the misis chamuris. Vachinami af al gav the high love michai vebeznu. Even though this person who was boil an achis isha and an eshesoch, none of them are chayv misses bezen. Hoyel v'ova tarti kavrine le gabe niskolem v'nisrofim. So Rashi's a pella. This person was over two krisis. So therefore we put him by the Niskolim and Niskofim. It's very, the Nehrogim and Nechnokim, you don't bury them together with the Niskolim and Niskofim. This is a green gramisa. This is, you only had Chenek. You only had Tzayev. You won't bury him together to a person who had Skila. But this person who wasn't Chayev Bechlal Mises Besen, two crises, Rashi says, that's equivalent to the chayma of Mrs. Bezdin of Niskolo. It's very difficult to understand. Let us see the next to the bottom Toysvis. Bein Rishoyim Gemurim. So Toysvis is Chaylikan Rashi. Perish. Eitzel Rishoyim Kamoysoy. Not Pshad is Rishoyim Gemurim. You shouldn't take it literally. Rishoyim Kamoysoy. Lefishen Kovrim Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Like Moshe Perish bekunteres lekayvrei etzol niskolim beniskofim. So that's the mir. No. So what's pshat? So that's the Ritva speaks. So what's the type of reshoyim shekam Moshe? That means you have a person who once was boil achais ishtoi, and he once was boil aishes achit, and he has a chelke. So this person who was boil an Eishes Ochi, which is an Achis Isha, will bury him. That's called Rishoyim Shekam Oisoy. Even though Lamaisa Einisa Chalalisa Legabi Onshin, Oba Legabi, where to be Nikbar, this person is also the Zelbe Yachsen. He was also boil an Achis Isha and an Eishes Ochi. That's what that Shita Satois was. The Rab Shimon Sova, the FRP, Sheyesh ba'aveira zu shnei isurim. There's also, given the loy mechayiv elochoda, but since in onshim, there are two isurim, but since in onshim, kibla mechayiv elochoda, en kaivrin oisoy eitzel rishoyim gemurim. And you won't bury him. You bury him by a person who was only over one isur, not by a person who was over two isur. Let us see the top toisvitz. Is the Kailahu? So the Gemara asked if she was first an Eishes Och, and then she became an Achais Isha. So the Gemara asked, so why does Rabbi Yossi hold that Yechayim als Achais Isha? Why does Rabbi Yossi hold Achais Isha? This is Is the Kailahu. V'im Taima, so Taisus has a pertinent question, but Dilma Rabbi Yossi is Lenami Is the Kailahu. What's the Kasha? He holds Is the Moisev and he holds Is the Kailahu. But Oymeri, so the Ri said, the Gemara held, the Kosova, the Gemara held, the Eishes Ish benasis chamoisoi nami issa koiluhu. This is also an issa koilu. Now we have to think a minute, where do you have an issa koilu? Why is chamoisoi called an issa koilu? She became his mother-in-law, that's it. So where is the issa koilu? The migu, the itza bishar kroivais, when he married his wife, so all her relatives became osa to him. Her sisters, her mother. So Taisa says this is also a kailo. The kailo is, that means by marrying this woman, the different relatives became osur on him. So migu, this relative became osur on him, so the shviga should also become osur on him. That means these are the kroivois that became, these are from the kroivois that anase al yedei is the kedusha ishtai. So he held this as a din kailul, even though it's different shemais. But there's a common denominator. These are the kreivai shenes vayidei kedushin. So lechayre, so this is kailu. So why, by if she was first an eishes ish, and then she became a chamoisoi, why aren't you needing mishum chamoisoi? That's a kailu. Tani didn't be eishes ish. Period. So you see that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold kailu. Later the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi does hold kailu. So what are you going to do with this chayiv? So why bei Eishesish wache kach hamoise, why is all nidden als Eishesish? Zorich loimel, that Rabchia held, the Eishesish, when Nasis hamoise, lechoshiv is a koilu. Yo, that's not called is a koilu. Ava gav de itzer b'shar kroivis, even though by marrying his wife, all our relatives become osa to him, abekivin she'ein ze she'im echod, it's not the same shame. That was, her sisters became osatim. Now the mother is to become osatim. It's different shamus. So we hear about machlokes asugyes if you can make a koilo from two shamus. Period. So now Taisvish just told us a yesod. There's a machlokes asugyes if you can make an issa koilo from two shamus. Balmum sheshimesh betumim. The Gemara says later, if a person, a kohen, was a balmum, so he's not allowed to do the avodah. Later, he became tummy. Now, there's two reasons why he can't do the avodah. One out balmum, and one out tummy. So the Gemara says, he's chayiv shtayim. Why is the issa tumme chal on him legabe yavoide? De mi ikori shori bachile v'oso ba'avoide. Before alt balmum, he was permitted to eat kochim. He wasn't allowed to do the avoide. It milay, now he became tummy. Is migu de itza ba'achile, so now they became an issa anachile. The tumme asked him to eat kochim. It's onami ba'avoide. So that's called a koilo, the Gemara says. Now, why is this called a koilo? These are two shemes. The tuma asad achila bekotchim. Now that we said just like the tuma asad achila bekotchim, it should also avoid the betuma. What's vayin shmita leitzach al Sinai? The two different shemes. So Taisva says, achila va'avoid choshiv nami shem echad. This is called one shame. Why? The shneim neschu beloshin kreve. Both are considered krevo lekoidish. The ba'avoidiksiv kol asher boimum layigash lahakriv lechem. So avoid is called kreve. Uba'achile betumiksiv isha she yikrav mikol zarechem. The mayri ba'achile. Kedem minipheg beiz demila bezvochem. So Memele, so Taisva says that this is called a Shem Echad, that the Tume created an Issa Kreve Ligabe Achile, so she created Issa Kreve Ligabe Abayde. Miu Issa Moisef Oymari De Choshiv Afiluk Shein Ashemesh Shovet. Lagabi the Issa Moisef, there we do not need Shemesh Shovim. That Moisef is not similar to Koilo. To the Muchik Beperik Omruloi, Gabi Halbo Albas Bitoi. The person was Bo Albas Bitoi, Chayiv Mishum Kalosoi. So let's just think a minute. Bas Bitoi, she was also, Bisha, she was born, she was also to the Zayde, which is an elder. Later, his son married her, so now she became kalosai. Now, so why do we say, so where's the Issa Moisef? That means this Isha, it was Nitoisef, the shame, Issa of that means the issues that the son made on her isurim, legabi the son's brother, it became chal on her, she became osar altas issues to the brother, so she also became osar to his father. That's considered a moisif. That means it was nitfas on the bas bitoy isereishes och, so since she became osar to the brother, she became osar to the father. Als Aishis Bnoi. So we see from Taisvis that we see from that Gemara that a Shaykh and Issa Moisef by two Shemes. Taisvis says, Ve'ein laharich kam. I just like to say over the Gram Horovitz wants to say, Kol Isurei Kulve Nichlolu Belav Echot. The chol sheir besorei loy sikrebu. Havalei sheim echot. So he says this is not called shtei sheimis. That means all these isurim, eishes benoi, eishes ochiv, this is an iser of sheir bosor loy sikrebu. So memeila, if was nitvas, the iser sheir bosor loy sikrebu legabi the brothers, so who adin it's nitvas the iser she bosol sikvul gabi his father.